Well, I would say that, you know, the sacraments are spiritual events. They're important faith-building events in a community. And certainly, I would be saying, certainly from a church point of view, that no family should be put under pressure financially, either at First Communion or Confirmation. It costs very, certainly sacramentally and church-wise, it costs very little to make your First Communion or Confirmation. So I don't think they should be turned into kind of a financial occasions, which some of them have become.
There is that pressure, though, for parents to buy expensive clothing and perhaps to host family and friends afterwards. You'd imagine that's where a lot of this financial pressure comes from. How do you break that cycle, if that be your will?
Well, I think you can. It's a good time now with finance being tight and difficult economic times, and maybe one or both parents not in full-time work. And I think it's a good time to cut back appropriately. I mean, it's not 100 years ago since I made my own First Communion, and certainly there was no grants and no borrowing. We went and we made our First Communion, and we came home. We had, I think, something to eat at home, and there were very little costs generally associated with the whole event.
And you would like to see, perhaps where it suits, of course, a return to those more simple standards?
Well, like all occasions, communion and confirmations are important occasions for family to gather. Sometimes people come home for these events. They are nice occasions. But, it's not the church that would be putting on these expenses. It's people themselves. So it's people themselves that must make that decision, I think, to kind of to cut back to a more appropriate level and then celebrate the sacraments.